This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Arthur Kaplan has joined us a number of times. He's outstanding. He is the head of the Medical Ethics Division at NYU, years at the University of Minnesota, and he's going to join us on a very intriguing topic because the president had hinted at an enormous story, and then it came out yesterday, and he took it even further today, where President Trump signed an executive order that aims to cut prescription drug costs in the U.S. by aligning what the government pays for certain medications to prices paid in other countries. He's putting Bobby Kennedy in charge and calling this a goal to get it done within 30 days. They're pointing out if the talks fail, Kennedy will move to enforce the most favored nation pricing model, capping U.S. prices at the lowest prices paid by other countries on the planet. Arthur's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. This sounds great, Arthur. Sign me up. I'm all for it, like everybody else. Is it realistic?
I'd say it's long odds. Basically, what he's saying is drug companies voluntarily lower prices. We're way out of line, by the way. I think everybody knows that. Paying 5-6 times as much as Britain, France, Germany, Japan. The drug companies have been gouging us for decades, so it's not a new problem. And by the way, it also is linked up to why Medicaid and Medicare are going broke, because we're paying ridiculous prices. All that said, I don't know. We've asked them politely in recent years to drop the price of the injectables for weight control, the Mounjaros and the Wegovys and the Zepbounds, and they nod from Denmark, that country, and go home and haven't done anything. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think it's going to have to be tougher than please lower your prices.
Okay, you know this better than I. Every president since George Washington has campaigned on, I'm going to lower the cost of your drugs. And again, all of us raise our arms. And maybe on the fringes, maybe on the edges, that happens to some level, but not in the main. So why would this be the tipping point? What pressure could the Trump administration create where drug companies would say, okay, enough is enough? Maybe not 5-6 times. How about 2 or 3 times?
Well, we had a tool. Unfortunately, it was Biden's tool, and Trump doesn't do anything connected to Biden, and that was negotiate the prices. Why are the prices lower in these other countries? They sit down at the bargaining table with the British National Service, Canadian, you name it, and the drug company says, we're going to charge this. And they say, well, and then we're not getting that. And they say, well, we'll lower it. I mean, it's a classic negotiation. Here, the drug company says, it's $1 zillion, And we raise our arms and say, okay, I'll pay that. I mean, it's like, it's silly. So
can I jump in on that? Why wouldn't, whether it's President Biden, President Carter, President Lincoln, whatever. Okay, now let's go to President Trump and say, we're giving you the United States of America, 355 million some people. If you don't lower the cost, guess what? That drug will not be available in this country.
Yep. And that is what should have been done 40 years ago when they put in Medicare, maybe 60 years ago. Who lets the guy selling you the thing set the price? I mean, nobody. It's why in some ways we have drug and medical costs completely out of control. To some extent, our hospitals do the same thing and set prices, and we just pay them. We don't bargain them down. But anyway, that's not what he's going to do. So you mentioned he's going to go over to the third nation status.
Yeah.
I don't know that law so well, but what that what he keeps saying is, if you don't lower the price, we're going to then pay what the cheapest price is in the world. Well, the cheapest price in the world are countries like Bolivia, Peru, Mauritius. These are countries that are broke, and the drug companies do give them, I don't know, ridiculously low prices, although they don't send them all their drugs. They send some. But if you tried to price there, the drug companies would simply say, then we're not selling here in the U.S. I mean, that won't work. It's got to be a bargaining to a reasonable price, not a lowest in the world price.
Okay. So all these presidents have campaigned on it. I established that before. And then they're smart. They have smart people around them who know this would be great policy. Why haven't they tried the same thing as president?
Because of the power of the pharmaceutical and biotech lobby.
Is it just the lobbyists have overwhelmed even the presidency?
Yes. They are hugely powerful, an enormously powerful lobby. Plus, they employ a lot of people in the U.S., and they keep saying this. If you don't pay these prices, then the research that gets you the next generation of drugs, the better vaccines, it's not going to be there because we rely on the United States to pay more. In other words, if you don't subsidize us, otherwise known as why us, why doesn't the world do this? But nonetheless, the threat has always been the research pipeline dry up if you don't continue to pay ridiculously high prices.
This is Dr. Arthur Kaplan. Tremendous medical ethicist at NYU, years before at the University of Minnesota. We're talking about President Trump and talking about his drastic plans to try to lower the costs. So, Arthur, let's say the two of us have a conversation right before Thanksgiving. So months and months from now when this is played out, what is realistic? What is fair to see? What would be a victory for the two of us as consumers, and also for the president in this push?
25% reduction in the prices of the 20 to 30 most used drugs. That would match something that the president didn't mention. No one mentions. You know who bargains these prices? The VA. The VA sits down every year with the drug companies and does what we're talking about. They're about 25 to 30% cheaper. That's what they negotiate. The drug companies do it so they don't have veterans on their case politically saying, I can't get drugs. They're shut up that opposition by bargaining. So that's, you know, I know exactly where we should be.
Yeah.
VA prices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I know you've questioned Bobby Kennedy, and certainly I have also in his other comments. Do we have any idea what type of skill he has to be the lead person in this area?
Well, he's not buying the research argument since he just blew up the NIH and is shutting down all the grants for research. Yeah. I don't think the drug companies will persuade him that, you know, we better keep subsidizing. He won't buy that. But I don't think he has any experience in this area. He's not a health insurance guy. He's not a health policy guy. He's a lawyer. Spent most of his recent career, anyway, on the anti-vax front, anti-vaccines.
Exactly. Yep.
Didn't really learn the economics or how to do this. So let's put it this way. You remember that term jawboning, where you sort of yammer at somebody trying to get them to do something? That's it. We talk about the president's big plan, Bobby Kennedy's big plan. The big plan is to jawbone them, to literally shame them, guilt them, sort of huff and puff and say, you better lower prices. I think they will a little bit. But if they don't come up with some forced bargaining requirement, I don't think we're going to get there.
Arthur, great stuff. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll reach out again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I come away from that conversation, Dave, heartened a little bit, feeling like, listen, the president, all of his life, what's he about? Bravado. Bumping into the facts, okay? But Arthur Kaplan is saying what I think a lot of us know, what a lot of us have read about, what a lot of us feel every day, what you feel with Lindsay, what I feel with Quentin, what millions others, when there's some unique health issue, you're like, my God, how much am I paying for this? Why is this drug approved and this one not? Why is this one so expensive? If we're sitting here Thanksgiving, and the main 30-some drugs have dropped 25%, that would be an enormous victory for the country and an enormous victory for Donald Trump. No other way to say it, right?
Correct. I mean, at the very least right now, millions and millions and millions are feeling heard, feeling like our complaints are finally being taken seriously or acted upon by the federal government. So, yeah, whether it's, you know, the 30 to 80% he says, or a percent much smaller, if there's a push either way, you know, a little push, dropping the price somehow, that's going to be great for a lot of people.
I just want to be realistic, because you don't think Biden wanted to do this, or Obama, or W, or as far back. But if they can use favored nation or whatever they're using, whatever leverage, and they make any progress, I don't care if you love Trump or detest him, he would rightfully get plenty of credit. Mm-hmm. Let's pause. Let's go to CBS and Susie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.